fuck off. Welcome to Pod Culture Vultures.
Shut up, you soppy wanker!
With me, Dino, and joined with me as always is my hetero life mate, Kev.
You better believe it.
Okay, so this is going to be a standard opening for the next few weeks because we have looked at four comedies.
Classic comedies.
Classic comedies. Two from the 70s, one from the 80s, one from the 90s. So we're looking at Porridge, Red Dwarf, Bottom, and 40 Towers.
Oh, wonderful stuff.
So we've actually done something a little bit different where we've recorded ourselves watching the episode, commenting on it, and just having our normal general chit-chat within that. But November is going to be a comedy month.
Funny month.
Anyway.
Nobbly November.
Let's tuck into the comedy, darling.
Now, what shall we talk about?
Off we go with a bit of Red Dwarf. I remember I watched these when they went out. Because this would have been late 80s, wouldn't it?
It started
87?
Yeah, something like that.
1987.
Might even be a little bit before that.
Let's have a little look. Let's have a little nosy.
I'm going to say... No, I'm going to say about 88, actually. Go the other way.
Yeah, 88.
There you go.
Spot on. 1988, yeah. I watched it when it went out. So I used to have a TV in my room and it was on BBC Two.
I used to love watching this on telly.
Yeah. I can always remember I recorded one and my mum wouldn't let me watch it. She was too rude. Dave Lister, the last human being alive. And she a hologram of his dead bunkmate. She started recording over it but went out, so I stopped it, watched it, and recorded it. Loneliness weighs heavily on us all. Personally, the only thing that keeps me going is the thought that we are over 60 billion miles away from the nearest Burnie Inn.
Take her for a slap up meal at a Burnie Inn.
Yeah, it's the mail pod, isn't it?
Miles, stomach upset, take one teaspoonful. For acute indigestion, take two.
Laxo.
Point glass.
Obviously, you can't expect perfection first time, but I was quite. Chef, that reminds me of Stephen Merchant when he's in Garth Marenghi's Dark Place.
Oh, yeah.
See, what he's really ducks down.
That's it, ducks down.
He's got a massive hat, he's really tall. Hey, you must have a chicken.
This fat rumour's got his hologram, like H, on the outside of it.
Yeah.
You'll be alright.
The lamb was a bit of a flop, though.
The lamb.
Everybody thought the lamb was the cheese.
Oh, God.
And the meringue pie.
You've definitely asked this. Yeah.
It's the cheese.
I want to touch some out on the athlete's foot.
It's not easy, Lister, cooking.
When you're dead,
you don't exist, and you're made entirely of light. Your excuse for everything isn't being there.
It's the one thing that I always thought of this show was they do it really well that he doesn't touch anything because obviously he's supposed to be a hologram, but yeah, he can sit down on physical objects.
Yeah, Pinky and snegging Perky. Pinky and snegging. Contact
lenses. They only do what you tell them to.
Ah, but they don't do it.
They go somewhere where it gets a hard light.
They do. They sit there for 3 hours and watch him burn.
No emotion, it's not built into their software. Have you seen their broom cupboard? It's full of pin-ups of John Wayne.
They
cannot be right, can
There's one when he gets a hard light thing, but the other one that's funny is when he convinces him to swap bodies.
Oh, when he ducks oh, yeah, fit, yeah. He goes mad, doesn't he? Yeah.
Cuts his locks off. Oh, and then fits his face in a massive pile of mashed potato.
Yeah, don't he puts on like 2 stone in a week or something, and he has about 100 cigarettes. That they... And he's reluctant to give his body back.
Do you miss taking 3 million years?
Yeah, that's about average for a second class post.
Cowboys and Indians with a robot.
See what I mean?
It must have been quite the budget the BBC threw up for this one.
Yeah.
I know, like, the sets and that are pretty small. Here, but even, like, I mean, even like that's supposed to be, like, what, like, the main sort of bridge, isn't it?
Yeah.
And there's a lot going on there.
Yeah. I probably would say you'd probably find a lot of the bits have been taken from Doctor Who and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, most probably, yeah.
And it is... There's not an awful lot of effects that are in it.
Not in the earlier ones, no.
Look, a cassette of a whole year of Earth News here.
And 2 seasons of Zero-G football.
I'll see you in the spring.
Oh, these are brilliant. You can't get hold of these for love nor money. These are like Venus's arms. These are like... Brooke Shields' buttocks.
I love how it's millions and millions of years in the future, but they've still got today's references.
Yeah, yeah.
Really, really there? Yes.
Fine, Holly, there's someone here for you. It's a video letter.
Bang it on.
Bang it on. Oh, yeah, exactly. Gordon.
Who's Gordon? He's the 11th generation AI computer aboard the Scott Fitzgerald. He's got an IQ of 8,000.
All right, I'll...
What?
It's Gordon. Awesome, his intellect, I tell him. Just sending on the latest move in our chess game. My move is pawn, right? That's the little knobbly ones down the front. Pawn, king four. Your move. Well, I better sign off now. See you all. Bye. How'd you turn this off then?
Fucking great, isn't it? Postal chess.
What is it again? Because they're 3 million years into space, aren't they? But how I can't remember how it happens now. Did they go through like a black hole or something?
No, they.
Well, he is really. That was the first.
They get. It's Rimmer's fault, isn't it?
Yeah,
to do with the carpaccio soup and that. But he's in status.
Dave Lister's in status
because he's brought the cat on board.
That's right, and all this happens.
And all this happened because of something that happens, and there's radiation where they all end up as white piles of white dust.
Oh, that's it, yeah.
And then Holly doesn't let him out of status until it's safe.
Yeah.
Which happens to be 3 million years later.
My portable walrus polishing.
Since then, his cat is kind of like.
Well, it's evolved, because the cat stayed in the. In sort of like the depths of the ship, and then it's evolved into a. Over the millions of years, it's evolved into a more human like, but still has cat features and sort of mannerisms.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But like bang into his fashion.
Yeah, because it's really. Sort of. Say, yeah, take a lot of pride in themselves.
Well, he's very narcissistic, isn't he? Yeah.
And also, when he's cleaning his clothes, like, he licks them, doesn't he?
That's it, yeah.
He's got 8 nipples.
He's a bit like James Brown, isn't he? Yeah.
Well, he does the James Brown wiggle, doesn't he?
That's it, yeah. I think when you first see him, when he comes down the corridor, and he's got that spray, and he's like, this is man, that's man, all of this is man. Except for that bit, and he sprays a little round bit in the middle of the floor, and I don't want that bit. I've So I've ate like 5 times, I've slept 17 times, I'm gonna go find someone to have sex with. Ow!
Pussycat Willem.
You know, maybe I shouldn't be reading this deeply personal stuff. Just get on. I write to...
There's that one where it's opposite, where it's a female crew, and Kat thinks he's going to get a female sort of equivalent, doesn't he? It turns out to be a dog.
Oh, that's what, yeah.
That's brilliant.
They look so young, don't they?
It's quite sad though, because I mean, if he's been there for 3 million years, of course they would have lost everyone 3 million years ago. But it's the hearing it, isn't it, for the first time?
Yeah. I also think that one when they got the bubble wrap. There's something about bubble wrap and he's the millionaire for using it as a stress thing.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Someone's done that with those poppet things, like the kids.
Yeah, the kids, that. Yeah, I love it.
So it's exactly what that's like, really.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's like it's sold to them as like it's for stress. Like, I said to Monica, I was like, what have you got to be stressed about? Why do you need something which is supposedly designed to reduce stress?
Well, you don't know, do you? Can I have these nippers?
Yeah, but no wonder they end up with so much bloody anxiety problems when they're like teenagers and stuff.
You should have had it in our day. In our day, we didn't have anything. We used to live in shoeboxes, Millet Road.
Carpets.
No heating. My dad just used to suck an extra strong mint. We'd sit round his tongue. Just the food down, the magazines and that for him to read. It took me to a child psychologist in the end. He found me with my head down the bowl reading the football results.
I knew he was dead. And they're all dead, aren't they? Just getting that letter makes it seem like it happened yesterday. You never said much about him.
I think it's
close.
Close? Very close. Close? I hated him. He always wanted to join the space corps. Being really officer,
too short.
They wouldn't take him because he was an inch below regulation height. 1 inch. I had 3 brothers. When we were young, he bought a traction machine so that he could stretch us. By the time my brother Frank was 11, he was 6'5". Every morning, he'd measure us. If we hadn't grown, back on the rack.
Back on the rack.
He had one screw fully tightened, to be perfectly honest with you. He had this fixation that we all had to get.
Do you know, Craig Charles reminds me of Stephen Graham.
What, because he's a Skelter?
Not just because of that, just sort of like, I just think it's... He's got similar features and he's quite squat, but so I think if they made it now, Stephen Graham could do that.
He'd probably could, actually, yeah. Give him a hat and some dreadlocks. I took him to court.
Every 4th weekend, the family dog.
Family dog. Oh, Craig Charles is in. Where is he playing? Might be like the Guildhall next year, because he's got like a jazz band or something, isn't he?
I know he does DJing and stuff like that.
Is he? So no, it's definitely with a band. Craig Charles and the band.
Yeah.
For
anything. What? I wanted him to be proud. I
don't
know if he's
going to
do the Om song.
Just
once.
Oh. I'm so hungry. I'm so hungry. I just have to eat.
My dad's died.
He's a chicken.
I just say it's so funny. I got on like a cat. Look at these food he comes to his hand.
I prefer chicken. Hey, feed me. Because when they first meet him, don't he get... he shows him how to use like the kitchen machine, don't he? It's like, fish! Today's fish is trout out of the grid. Fish! He has it like 9 times. Don't he just sits there like, enjoy your meal. I will. See, it's all starting to like come back to me now.
Yeah, it's great. And he keeps calling him monkey, doesn't he?
Hey, monkey. Feed me. The page has been universally condemned by church leaders. Europe, a terrorist representing the Revolutionary Working Front. Oh,
he's peachy. Pause. About your father. If it's any help, he's in the ground now. Well, sure, it's bad news for him. But on the other hand, it's party time for all the little worms.
There's just no consoling him. I like that every time we see him, he's got a different outfit on.
Or the cat.
Yeah.
Because
they go to leave on one of the episodes. He's like, you can take three suits. He's like, three suits? He's like, it's either that or death. He's like, three suits is death. And he tries to take, he turns up with about 3 or 4 racks of clothing. Had he succeeded, experts believe the middle class would have been wiped out within 3 years. Techno news, the new sensation sweeping the solar system is the total immersion video game Better Than Life. Using the new Senso lock feedback technique, Better Than Life is able to detect all your desires and fantasies and then make them come true. So great is the appeal of Better Than Life when one store in New Tokyo ran out of stocks. Rubber nuclear weapons had to be deployed to disperse the crowds. That's mental.
Thank you, squad. Your wildest dreams come true.
Look at the cat dance in the background. Yeah.
Is that one when he thinks he's had to burn his guitar, but he's really cut it out of the back of his chest?
Oh! Because he has to... they crash, don't they? They're marooned on the planet, and it's just him and Rimmer in Starbug, and Crichton and Catra in the other spaceship. Yeah. But there's... he needs to survive, is Lister, so that he needs to find things to burn because there's no power. He starts burning everything, and then they find Rimmer's like chest, which he says that you can't burn anything in it. But he starts to burn the money and stuff.
Yeah.
And then Rimmer's like, it's only fair that you burn some of your stuff, burn your guitar. So he waits for Rimmer to go out for a walk, cuts the stencil out of the back of his chest, puts the chest back, and breaks it up, burns it, and then Rimmer comes in and he thinks he's burnt his guitar. This is a great sacrifice.
Burn the soldiers! Does it burn the soldiers?
I said, put him on the fire. But he's already burnt them though, isn't he? Oh, here he goes. It's Napoleon, isn't it?
Fascist dictator. Your Italian campaign was brilliant. Could you just sign this for me? Make it out to my good pal Arnie.
Got his own pen, isn't he?
It's not for me, it's for my sister Alison. We call her Arnie.
The pose. Tony Hawks.
Tony Hawks.
That's his real name.
Is it?
Yeah. He's like a comedian, but he writes a lot of books and stuff.
This really gets on the motorcycle and they give Rimmer the finger.
I was going to say, that guy, Tony Hawk, quite often he does gigs and stuff.
Here we go.
Bloody hell.
Yeah, but it's the sound of what he conjures up as well. Robin the Lion.
Well. Think big.
That's more like it. That guy Tony Hawk, who was just in it,
yeah.
He often gets people turn up to his things that expect Tony Hawk's to be there.
Yeah, yeah. So
he has to put Tony Hawk, not the skateboarder, on his face.
Yvonne Magruder.
Ooh.
Magruder. Hi, Tiger.
Bites his fist, doesn't he?
We're just one thing away from perfection.
The dice. Brilliant.
Classy.
Furry dice. Caribbean Stallion.
I always do this when someone gives me food.
He's licking his jacket. But it's the fish he gives him, isn't it? Don't he get a little rod?
Yeah.
I like my food to move.
He's tweed.
I'm sorry, I don't know what happened. I was driving along and suddenly there was Magruder. Well, one thing led to another and...
I gave it
God, one. This is a great game. Twice in one lifetime, I'm telling you, you...
Twice in one lifetime.
Really, you can touch things? I know. Why do you think I was so late? Shape of a guitar? Yeah. Well, you should take a look at my wardrobe. It's so big it crosses an international time zone. When it's 3 o'clock where my shirts are, it's 7 in the morning for my socks. What about my electronic lavvy? I mean, this thing comes when you call it, takes your trousers down, does everything for you. It's just so stylish. Admiral, who is that? Just because I'm the hoity-toity gonad brain gimp knows an admiral, is that the broadcaster? Admiral
River, sir. In a Roma city, we know an
admiral, come on. Field Marshal Clifford sends his compliments and wonders if you'd care to join him for port and cigars. I think there must be some mistake. I'm not an admiral.
That's a really good cut, though. That is a really good cut.
Gentlemen, do excuse me.
Ed.
It's a good year.
Bloody heartburn.
So I said to Hollister, well, I can't actually remember exactly what I said to him, but it was one of the most enormously cruel and frighteningly witty put downs ever. Bravo, sir. Sir, I know it's the most awful thing. Would you mind just signing this? What's that, you little pipsqueak? My incredible career by Admiral A.J. Rimmer. I've read it 18 times, sir. There you go, Leno. Oh, thank you, sir. Gosh, I'll be the envy of the Academy. Father, son, what are you doing here? I'm sorry to barge in on you and your officer chummies, but yes, I just wanted to tell you. Yes, I just wanted to say. Yes, I just wanted to say you're a total
Smithhead.
No, it's mine. Pictures of cigar.
Fucking golf. Got the right gear on.
And the hat.
Got a ball.
Are you trying to tell me how to play this game? You think cats never play golf? Okay.
Lobster fucking club. Dressed up like Super Gran.
It is, isn't it? Yeah.
Isn't it where he's got the women? So it's their mermaids.
Yeah.
But they're the wrong half.
Thank you, my man.
Yeah, it comes out of the river, doesn't it? It's got a fish head and with the women's legs. And then the club.
Alright,
Ollie.
We're having a real nice time. I'm dating Marilyn Monroe, and also I have another girlfriend who's a mermaid. She's half woman, half fish. It's Miranda, my girlfriend.
Oh, God.
Should be a woman on top and a fish on the bottom. No, that's a stupid way
round. Oh, that's it.
He's clambered himself, kid. Oh, bloody.
Look, Yvonne McGruder, but with about 10 kids, isn't
it? Yeah. And she's still pregnant again. Never do that again in your whole life.
Remember what happened to you? Ah, this is a great game, Mister. I couldn't be happier. Who are all those guys? It's Bruder. He got pregnant. So this morning he made me marry her. And this afternoon we had 7 kids. Where's your hair tie? It's too impractical. All the kids and everything. But Rimmer, you fantasize that you have 7 kids and a mortgage.
Help. Any like immediately like a drunk.
It's lost teeth.
It just keeps fantasizing the horribleness. Mr. Rimmer. Yeah. Mr. Arnold. Judas Rimmer.
Judas. Outland.
18,000. If you are unable to pay, so I am instructed by the revenue to break both your legs and pull off your thumbs.
He's twitching.
What am I going to do? I'm broke.
He's a hologram again as well.
He's what?
He's got the hologram on his head again.
Yeah,
as well.
Yeah.
Where's all the money gone?
Oh no! I just fantasized it all away.
Terrifying thing. Fucking jam on their face.
Computer error, you were wrongly informed that you would fail the astronavigation exam.
In fact, you passed with honours, and you are hereby promoted to navigation of this affairs class. We enclose your pipsil insignia. Smegging, eh? Who said you was a loser, eh? Who said nice things never happened to you?
I did. Certainly are. Now, what about my 18 grand?
It's all Bazaar, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, John.
Those little dummies.
It is. The old. He's having a.
Where do I sit? Yeah, where do I sit? Oh, yeah, you can't smoke. Where do I sit, Baz?
There's no smoking sign.
I see, yeah, it puts it down. Oh, Red Dwarf, yeah.
Here's one for you.
Okay.
So. The old climate change protesters.
Yeah.
Like they like to glue themselves on stuff.
Right? Where have they glued themselves now?
Well, this one, I think this was in Germany. Climate protesters, they glued themselves to a Volkswagen floor.
Right.
So, obviously, it's a place that builds and sells cars.
Sure.
The factory, I think it's in Germany. Yeah. Group of nine scientists have glued themselves to the floor of the Volkswagen Autostand facility in Germany to protest climate change. Unfortunately for members of the Scientific Rebellion activist group, when it came time to close up for the night, Volkswagen locked the doors and switched off the lights and heating, which obviously pissed them off. But according to the protesters, the car maker supported their right to protest but neglected to give them a bowl to urinate and defecate in.
Indeed.
So, Kev's just nipped off to the toilet to empty his bowel. But funnily enough, back from the dead, we've got Marlon here. Mr. Brando, where can they find us?
If you search Far and Wide, you'll find us on you'll find us on Instagram, find us on Twitter, and I even find us on Facebook. And if you come to me and you ask, where can I send my suggestions, my ideas, my concerns and my questions, I say to you, come here. On the day of the podcast, I say, you can email us at podculturevultures@gmail.com. Yeah.
Lovely. Cheers, Mr. B.
Tastes so good, make you want to slap your mama, don't it, Willie?
Yeah, boy. Hey, mama.
What the hell you want with...
There we go. And that's enough from us for this week.
It is indeed.
So until next time... Catch you on the flippity flop.
Gilly bye.
This is great banter. It really is.